We continue our positional breakdowns with former Dolphin running back and Finnsider Troy Stradford. And Troy, let's focus on the defensive front. And you can't talk about defense without talking about Cam Wake and Olivier Vernon. Olivier Vernon, 11.5 sacks. Cam added 8.5. It just seemed like they were a 1-2 punch up front for the Miami Dolphins.
And you like what you saw out of OV on the right side, because OV in year two, you would have to sit there and say, oh, he was studying Cam Wake a lot in year one, learned some things from him, brought it, got off to a slow start, but then he picked it up, finished the season again with 11.5 sacks. And then Cam Wake, he had to battle injury all season long, and that kind of took away some of his production. But when he was healthy, just as nasty as he has always been, and you hope the two of those guys come back healthy, stay healthy, and have outstanding years next year.
Yeah, the key for Cam was that overtime sack against the Cincinnati Bengals. That was probably the highlight of the season. And OV recorded a sack in 4 consecutive games for the Miami Dolphins. I loved his progression from year one to year two. But some of the older guys in the middle, I think the Dolphins are going to have to make big decisions on. One of those guys, Paul Solei, and the other, Randy Stark. Still productive, still being able to get it done, but I'm not sure if they're going to be on the roster come opening day in 2014.
I agree with you. Some tough decisions there for the Miami Dolphins when it comes to the two guys in the middle. You know, Randy Stark's a little bit older than Paul Solei, so maybe the advantage goes to Paul Solei. I don't know if they have, you know, the dollars to bring both of them back. They still got to sign Brent Grimes and a couple of other guys. You're going to see Solei here, Jared Odrick. You know, he had an outstanding year as well for the Miami Dolphins, and then some young guys who are going to come about, going to get into the mix, but you're going to see some changes up front for the Miami Dolphins on defense.
Troy, you mentioned Jared Odrick. I thought he was one of those guys that flew under the radar this year for the Miami Dolphins. He was better behind the offensive line of scrimmage, tackles for loss. He was better rushing the passer. It looked like he had a different frame and a different mindset coming in to 2013.
You could tell he was definitely – his mindset was focused in the offseason, because he did come back ready for the grind that he had to face last year. And I like what you said when you talked about tackles behind the line of scrimmage. When it comes to the defensive lineman who had the most penetration, I don't know if this is a fact or not, but just the eyeball test, it just seems like Jared Odrick was the one guy who was always in the opponent's backfield, creating a little bit of havoc there, here, there. He had a definite, you know, solid season of pushing that offensive line, getting into the backfield, and disrupting a lot of things.
Let's talk about one other guy we hope that's disruptive in 2014, and that's Deion Jordan. Finding a place for Deion Jordan to fit into this Miami Dolphin defense, I think, is priority number one for defensive coordinator Kevin Coyle.
Got to get that kid on the field. Deion Jordan, do whatever you have to do in the offseason to come back here strong, ready to play. Just like OV from year one to year two, learn to play with leverage in your arms. He has very long arms, tall guy, freakish athlete. Deion Jordan needs to be a 3-down player for the Miami Dolphins next year.
We hope so, because if you add him to OV and Cam Wake, that could be a destructive threesome for the Miami Dolphins. For all your positional breakdowns and all your offseason news and notes, please go to MiamiDolphins.com to get all your action on the 2014 Miami Dolphins.